Welcome to the Living Unbroken podcast, Power to Heal. And today, season 2, episode 16, is about the power of mushrooms. The healing nature within mushrooms, and nature heals. And we're all connected. We're all part of this universe, and we have the power to heal ourselves. And I want to talk about, because there's so much to love about mushrooms. I had started using these tinctures after going to my naturopath. So I'm going to talk a little bit about lion's mane, cordyceps, and reishi. So starting with lion's mane, so there's this tincture here for focus. And it's really supportive for mental clarity, help boosting our brain power, and who couldn't benefit from more clarity, right? And I love, the antioxidants here. It's a strong inflammatory, helping with the mind and mild symptoms of anxiety or depression here. I mean, again, it's working with the symptom. It's not getting to the heart of the root source that's causing, because depression and anxiety are symptoms. But really this working together, having the power of the mushrooms in these tinctures for energy and more calm and more focus. So of course there's a lot of variables that within each of us that can get in the way of having low energy and lots of different factors, but these are a great powerful healing tool and something that I use every morning now thanks to my naturopath. So I want to be able to share that with you and share a little bit about each of them. And I've included a link to the Mushroom Revival to try out these tinctures for yourself, because there's just so much power in mushrooms. They're a superfood, a forgotten superfood, and just really have been, part of an Eastern medicine. And now as we catch up into the Western, we're learning and evolving, taking in these Eastern ways for self-healing. So there's the lion's mane for focus, and then I'm going to move on to the cordyceps for energy. And this can actually also help with male sexual challenges. It can also help with cough, ringing in the ears. It's a natural energy boost, and it helps reduces fatigue. There's been talk of high percentages of helping with type 2 diabetes. It has positive effects in anti-aging. So, and boosting immune, right? There's this talk of, all ways of wanting to boost our immune system and do all that we can to reduce the effects of stress on us to keep a strong, healthy immune system. Now, reishi, the calm tincture here, this is really for supporting your adrenals, like I talked about in that stress response, that daily, fight or flight, that our body is not meant to stay there. So to help with the calm, so that's supporting your immune system to adapt to daily stress, because stress is, it's perception based, and want to be able to have access to these healing powers and the effect that that fight or flight has on our adrenal glands to, you know, really maintain healthy energy levels. And excuse me. So this company here, I really have been excited about learning about different brands and companies, why and their cause and their mission. And I really like the mission here for, you know, health and wellness and really advocating that and, you know, walking the talk with it, being eco-friendly and really wanting to give back and be part of the whole and taking care of the universe, because it's all connected. Taking care of ourselves, taking care of each other, taking care of our universe, because we are all one and it's all connected, to all be working to maintain health for ourselves and others and our world that supplies natural healing for us. Just a little side note, in Costa Rica, I had learned about these avocado straws that were made from the pit. So that's just a random thought, but it made me think of that because I've been loving using these straws, and it just feels good to use them. And they were more expensive, but it felt good about, you know, making that difference and purchasing them rather than the plastic straws. So that can be found on Amazon if you're interested. I don't have the name of that or a link for that right now, but you can just look up. Some are short. Just you want to make sure you get the long ones if you'd like to use full-length straws. Some of them were really short, but it's quite a bundle of, I don't know how many I got of the avocado straws. So back to just really liking, just loving actually the Mushroom Revival mission, and that just making a difference and really being passionate about the universe as well. And they talk about their, you know, planting trees and just being very eco-friendly. So it's I forget where I had read it, but just, I'm kind of at a blank, but I was just listening to this book about the causes and the whys, and it's really just been important to me to do a little bit of research and find out what the mission is behind a company that, to make sure they're really walking the talk with values. Yeah, so anyway, there is a link there for the different tinctures if you're looking to add more energy from nature, more calm, and, you know, more focus. So there's the lion's mane, there's the reishi, and there's the cordyceps there. And for the reishi, the, you know, more about fighting the fatigue and in heart health here, another one for boosting the immune system. And I don't know if you've ever had different, you know, teas or mushroom coffees. I had someone ask me about transitioning from coffee. It's just not giving them the energy and the benefits that they thought as they're getting older. And so switching over to matcha. And Four Sigmatic has a nice reishi or lion's mane, different mushroom coffees that I've really grown to love. So if you're looking to transition or maybe play around with maybe not having coffee or the caffeine, but more of the natural energy from mushrooms, then Four Sigmatic has a really nice mushroom coffee as well. So again, you can reach out to me. I'll be doing a blog. It's not done yet, but hopefully by the time this is live, you can access at sonialin.com, my blog, for a little bit more information on the power of mushrooms and the healing power with different types of mushrooms. And I'll include the link there if for some reason the one here in the podcast is not easily accessible, to order and to try these tinctures and have that part of your routine, as it is for me. So I can be found at sonialin.com, and I also have the link at my at Living Unbroken Facebook private group, so you can access that and order some mushroom tinctures for yourself or your loved one. I know I'm on the automatic where it comes for the discount, and that comes every month. And just wanted to thank my naturopath for sharing that, and I wanted to share just as a reminder for these, you know, herbal liquid tinctures and superfoods that we have available to us in the healing power of mushrooms. So I am Sonia Lin, healing practitioner and transformation coach, and I believe in you. You are loved. You are worthy. In love and light. Namaste.